A new petition is asking the Melbourne City Council to remove security guards who are targeting homeless people in the CBD area. The Homeless Persons Union of Victoria claims this is a violation of human rights and labels homeless people as criminals. The City Council says it's part of a four-year plan of making Melbourne the best and fairest city, with $2 million dedicated to employ security guards. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan asked founding member of the Homeless Persons Union of Victoria, Patrick Schiappoloni, to give an idea of what's happening in Melbourne CBD.
So earlier this year, the Future Melbourne Committee, which is a committee developed by the City of Melbourne, they wanted to improve the safety and security of their workers and the public. They claim that there are declining perceptions of safety, particularly at night, and this is really important, on public transport and by women and young people. So this is around safe on public transport, and this is particularly by women and young people. And so they engage the services of this Crownland Security to improve the safety of their workers. They've employed security guards to protect what they say their local law officers while they're doing their job when it comes to begging, antisocial behaviour, drinking in public and begging. The concerns around safety at night and on public transport, the security guards won't be working on at night and they're not working on public transport. So specifically what they've identified 37 acts of violence, undefined acts of violence over 2 years to justify the $2 million they're spending on security guards to basically intimidate people with truncheons, handcuffs, and they'll be able to make citizens' arrests targeting the homeless community.
What has the reaction been from homeless Australians or members of the union about this particular issue of using community guards and targeting them?
Okay, they're demoralised. They feel intimidated. I interviewed a number of rough sleepers in the CBD a couple of weeks ago, and they're intimidated. They feel demoralised. They feel like they're not being heard. They feel like they're being targeted. The response has been they're very upset because it's an outrage. They've been set up to be the enemy when they're not. The homeless people who are experiencing homelessness in the CBD are people who have experienced severe trauma that's forced them out of their housing, especially economic inequality, because benefits are so low. Many people have lost their jobs. Many people have had breakdown in relationships that's forced them out of their housing. Many people have experienced family and domestic violence that's forced them out of their accommodation. So the other thing to remember is that all the services that support people who are homeless are located in the CBD. So that's where the laundries are. That's where the kit, you know, like access to food is. That's where the free doctors are, like the health services are all located in the CBD. So that's where they need to be if they want to be able to conduct their lives with some dignity.
Pat, could you please tell us a little bit more about the campaign or about the petition on change.org that you have running about this issue?
The Homeless Persons Union has established a petition so that we could collect signatures and also encourage people to make submissions to the City of Melbourne outlining their objections or their opposition to this draconian policy, public policy, of the use of security guards to target the homeless community. So we've encouraged people to sign a petition to put pressure on the City of Melbourne Council to abolish this policy because we think it's a regressive one. We think it's a harmful one on people's lives, especially homeless people's lives. And so we encourage people to sign the petition.
And what would you like to see instead of the guards targeting people across the CBD?
We would like to see enhanced community services, more outreach services, more access to support, like harm reduction programs for people that are using drugs, more public housing for people that are homeless, more access, drop-in services, public kitchens, public showers, public laundries where people can go so that they can improve their quality of life. Outreach workers, people who have had a lived experience, develop a relationship with people who are experiencing homelessness in the CBD. Storage. See, this is one of the issues that's creating a lot of conflict, is people are having their belongings taken by local law officers they're doing their job, but they're taking people's stuff. And so anyone knows that when you lose your belongings, like you lose your wallet or your bedding, your sleeping bag, photos of your family, it's an upsetting situation. So they're constantly confronted with local law officers taking their belongings on a daily basis and not being able to get them back. So we would like for the City of Melbourne to establish some storage for the homeless community.
That was spokesperson from the Homeless Persons Union of Victoria, Patrick Schiappoloni, speaking to The Wire's Eduardo Jordan. The Wire contacted Melbourne City Council for comment.